Look at the Torah, Tazria, page Chof Aleph, second column, in the middle of the page. Okay. Last thing, Al Rebbe is explaining that the level of Mila comes from the level of Atik and Kesed, and Shabbos always comes from the level of Chochmah. Yom Tov is Bina, Shabbos is Chochmah, Bris Mila is the level of Yud Gimel Midas Sarachmim, the 13th Brisin that it speaks about, and therefore Bris Mila pushes off Shabbos. Okay, but then he says exactly in the middle of the page, second column. That's where you explain the whole thing. No, Bris Mila has to do with a level of godliness which is higher than the world. Chochma is Shabbos is the level of Chochma, which is the level of onik pleasure, and Bris Mila comes from a level higher than Chochma. Therefore, it pushes it off because it's a greater level. Then he says, "V'gam mol b'gematri shivim." Also, the word mol, which is the root of the word mila, mem lamid, numerically is 7. The iskili calls zayin al yainis ayde mila zu, because through the level of mila, you reveal all 70 levels. What are the 70 levels? Chassidus explains, yeah, that's why it's a very important number, 70. 70 Jews went down to Egypt, there's 70 nations. There's a lot of 70 things. Why? Because 70 is 10 times 7, which is the 7 midos. And then you have each one composed of 10. Because not only composed of 7 times 7, but there's also Chochmah and Bina and Das that's in each one of the midos. And therefore, that becomes revealed with the level of Mila. Kiliya is Gili Netzach. In order to have this revelation of Netzach, of Nitzachon, of victory, Tzarech is Ha'od, Abom Mil Maila, Maila has to come from a very great level. Kiyagam, I'll explain in a second. She Netzach, V'chinah Z'madrega Tachtayna. V'chinah Seif Maisa, even though in Sfiris, Netzach is close to the bottom. Netzach Ha'id Yaseid Malchus. Nevertheless, like it explained earlier very briefly, and in Basi Lagani at much greater length, that victory touches the core of the person. And Chassidus gives the analogy in Basi Lagani, gives the mashal, the king has the treasures from the previous generations. Nobody is even able to look at them. They're hidden in the archives, wherever. When it comes to win a battle, so the king was called the expression of Chazal, Mevazvei Zayitzev. He throws them out cheaply. He doesn't care. Just get me the victory. Okay? Or you see Lahavdal, not Lahavdal, even in the world today, to win an election, people go crazy. Why? Because Netzach, victory, touches to the core. And therefore, the core, the essence of the king, or the essence of the politician, whatever it is more important than all this revelation of money, so to speak. And even though Netzach is one of the lowest levels, like he says, it's called Seif Maiseh, become a Kamishor, Shemadregal Yena, like it says, Mashukot, and Kiyam Ksheir, of Hata. Because the Torah says like this, we read it in the fast days, in Parshat Kisisa after the eagle, it says, Kiyam Ksheir of who? Right? You're a stubborn necked nation, Vesalachta Lavinenu. And therefore Hashem forgives us. What does it have to do with being stubborn? If anything, that's a reason not to forgive. Am Ksheir of Atov, Salachta Lavinenu. He says, Shabazet, Toli Slicha Sa'ovin. That itself is the reason for forgiveness. Why? Fisha Yisrael, Yashlam Midas Kosha Ksheir. Jews have a stubborn necked people. They're very stubborn. Meaning, Yes, Akshus Imashakach Ole Bitsainik. This is what the definition of stubbornness is. Shleinit and lahasogat vavonis tamam musik. It's not something rational. When a person is stubborn in a certain ideology or a certain thing to do, you can't rationalize with them. There's no rationalization. Because it's higher than seichel. It doesn't matter what you're going to explain to them that it logically doesn't make sense. But it's a lemailim in adas, it's above seichel. El Shabbat, Yerden Lamata, but when it comes down, Adrabi, because it's higher, Mislabi Bechinish Shalamata Minadas. Therefore, it comes even lower.
Stubbornness is stubbornness is above sechel?
Sure. Stubbornness, you can't explain. This is the way I want it. It doesn't make sense. I don't care. I want it this way.
How's that different than chair?
Marshall, I don't use the word lahavdil or not. When you have the colts that, you know, or the various different colts, there's no rationalization with them. Because they're like brainwashed, you know, there's no seichel, because it comes from a place higher than seichel, or lower than seichel. But anyway, but seichel it's not. And therefore, even if you rationalize, it doesn't make sense what you're doing, it doesn't mean anything. And he says, one second. Therefore, we see by a child, walking with his feet, comes, one of the last things a baby learns is how to walk. They're all developed already. They're, you know, they're doing everything. But walking is the last thing. Why? And he says, he can even possibly speak. But why is it that the walking, because regel, which is Netzach and Hayd, by the way, that level is very high, so it takes time to come down very low, so to speak, to be able to walk. See where this ends. It's a long parenthesis. Whoa. Okay, let's go to the. I think
the. Victory is essence.
Touches the core of the person.
What about defeat? How about defeat?
About what?
Same.
Defeat is the. Not to be defeated. No, nobody does Mesiras Nefesh to be defeated.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm saying it's to not be defeated. That's victory.
Okay, but what if you're defeated? What does it do? What's the consequence? If victory is touches the essence,
so it depends.
It's the same.
A negative approach, the non-Hasidic approach, okay, to defeat is to get depressed.
Obviously,
the non-Hasidic, the Hasidic approach to defeat is to become stronger than you were before. In other words, I was defeated because I wasn't what I could have been. Right, right.
Yeah. What about stubbornness? What's the remedy for?
It depends. The stubbornness of Kedusha, like in everything, there's love of the Kedusha, there's love of evil, right? There's Gvor of Kedusha. Okay, so the stubbornness of Kedusha is if a person is stubborn, like the Friedrich Rebbe said, the definition of Mesiras Nefesh. Definition of Mesiras Nefesh is, in Yiddish, he said, Azei unit anders. This is the way it's going to be, and not any way different. Make sense? No, it doesn't matter. This is the way it's going to be, and it doesn't matter what's going to be. That's stubbornness. But that's stubbornness of Kedusha. Then you have stubbornness of evil. You know, a kid's stubborn, doesn't want to listen to their parents. That's not stubbornness of Kedusha.
How do you deal with this stubbornness of Slipa?
By having stubbornness of Kedusha. How do you do Zelum Mazah?
It flashes.
Huh?
It flashes.
What flashes?
It's
so it clashes, yeah? That's the battle of the Beinoni. That's the battle of the Beinoni. Being stubbornness of Kedusha, stubbornness of evil.
What is stubbornness fit in terms of what's Netzach.
Netzach.
Oh, so it's much lower than.
Yeah, but in the source it's higher.
The source Mesiras Nefesh is higher,
isn't it? Sure. But Mesiras
Nefesh
doesn't
come from Netzach.
Stubbornness and victory comes from Mesiras Nefesh. If you have the level talking about Mesiras Nefesh, that, yeah, this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to be stubborn because this is what needs to be done, it doesn't matter who's in the way. Yeah.
Mesiras Nefesh is always stubborn.
But even then, Mesiras Nefesh doesn't. You could have two ways of Mesiras Nefesh. One's good, one's not good. One is, you don't want me to do something, okay? I want to do it, and it's good, so I can bulldoze you down. It's one way of Mesiras Nefesh. Bulldoze you down. You're in my way, I'll bulldoze you out. Okay? And the Rebbe's way of doing it was, you don't bulldoze the person, you transform the person to make him your friend. That's obviously a much greater level. As the Pasuk says, even the enemies were complete with David HaMelech. Bulldoze, that's why it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezao Gibor HaKovesh Yitzre. It doesn't say who is strong, literally means who is strong, one who conquers the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't say one who kills the Yetzer Hara. Control it means it's still there. It's still there. Using it for your purposes. That's much greater level than killing it. A tzaddik can also kill the Yetzer Hara. The mission pick up is which is above and beyond the level of a tzaddik. Milsa Chasidusa says you control it, meaning not only is he not in your way, you figure out a way that you use him to help you.
It's like karate. It's like karate. You take the force of the other side.
Whatever you say.
It's funny that in order to get, when you get victory, soldiers benefit.
Should it? What do you mean? Of course. Everybody benefits.
He throws the treasure.
Yeah.
The king. He throws the treasure to the soldier.
To the soldier. The Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimon, the Rebbe elaborates even more in the Basi Laganis, that who gets the treasures, who spent the money spent on, and the foot soldiers.
Yeah.
I mean, in the corrupt countries, the generals get the money. But in the normal countries, the soldiers get the money for the simple people, for the feet, so to speak. The foot soldiers is the level of the feet.
That wasn't a tzad like that.
Huh? Not like that? Why not?
You don't get anything, you just...
No, to do the job, they let...
No, they everything they advertise. The money goes to the...
Not advertisement. You get the tanks, you get the planes, you get the... You get all the stuff.
Oh, I thought...
No, I'm not talking about personal money.
Oh, I...
The king's money is thrown out to the soldiers to win the war. Because when workers are good, they're in a good mood, they... to produce much better. Okay, that's another issue. But here we're talking about the actual Indian, who gets the money to win the battle, not for them personally. Who gets the money to win the battles? The foot soldiers. They get the tanks and the planes and everything they need.
So that in the core of it,
yeah.
The Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Shafem, is getting stronger as somebody is becoming...
Better.
Better.
Correct. We learned that already.
He's getting stronger.
But so are you.
But how can you defeat it?
Because
not defeat it. How can you do this capture? How can you...
Let me say something. Let's say you get 10% better. And the evil gets 10% better, stronger. So you get 10% stronger. Okay. But you are odd, and that's Cheshech. So 10% odd is a much greater accomplishment than 10% Choshech. Because the 10% Or will dispel more darkness than before the 10% of each. So yeah, the Nefesh HaBamid, Alter Rebbe says this in Tanya. The Beinoni, the longer they live, because they eat more and drink more and sleep more and all that stuff more, business, everything, so the Nefesh HaBamid gets stronger. But so does the Nefesh HaLikis. And therefore, it's still an uphill battle, whether you're on level 1 or level 10.
Constantly on guard.
That's it. And Alter Rebbe asks later in Tanya, what's the purpose of the Beinoni and the Lamed? Alter Rebbe, so what's the purpose of the Beinoni coming into the world? To, you know what it is? Here he's talking about fighting and you win. Can you imagine? You're told, well, the Gemara says in Saita, one of the difficulties of the slavery of Egypt was when they built the buildings, they sunk into the ground. That means, even if you're a slave, yeah, hard labor, but you feel you accomplished something. Okay, I built a building. Yeah, I'm being whipped and everything, but I built a building, so there's some gratification from it. The Gemara says that what happened in Mitzrayim, peace and Madame says, that whatever they built, the earth swallowed up. It was in quicksand.
Demoralized.
So you know what it is? You work, you work, you work, and you know that you're never going to win. So the Chayyad al-Tarab says, what's the purpose of the Beinani, the Eibishter, sending down the Beinani into the world if he can never become a tzaddik? He can't. But also tzaddikim, only a tzaddik is born with the ability to be a tzaddik. So why in the world should a Beinani come down? And Al Rebbe answers the famous concept of when Yitzchak says to Esav, "Vasei li matamim," you know what they said, hunter, and Yaakov stole the brachas. He said, "Vasei li matamim, make for me delicacies," plural. So the question, Yitzchak Avinu needed two delicacies? He needed two desserts. One's not enough. Why is he saying, "Vasei li matamim"? And Rivka is telling to Yaakov, "Asei li matamim." Why? So the Rebbe says there's two types of pleasure. Yitzchok, the stories of Chumash are lessons in Avedas Hashem. They're not the history book, the bedtime story book. So he explains, the Rebbe explains in Tanya. There's a sweet delicacy, and there's a sour delicacy, like a sharp delicacy. Okay, people like sharp foods, hot sauce. Yeah. And people like sweet foods. There's two types of delicacies. If somebody, God forbid, faints, you don't give them sugar to smell. You give them something sharp, bitter to smell. And only that revives the soul. So it says, where is there more enjoyment then? In the reviving of the soul is more enjoyment by bitter, delicate. It's a delicacy. Sour food, sharp food, is a delicacy. So people like the sharp, but in overall picture, sweet food can't revive you. Cannot revive you. Sweet food cannot revive you. Somebody faints, you don't give them sugar to smell.
Right.
1 minute. So he says, the Aved of Tzaddikim is sweet. There are mitzvahs, no battles, basically, not between good and bad. A Beinani has this constant battle. So he says, by Hashem, that's a greater delicacy than the Aved of Tzaddikim. And that's the purpose of a Beinani's Aved in the world. Because it creates a greater enjoyment by Hashem than the Aved of a Tzaddik. I, the Beinani, will never win. This sharp struggle that the person has.
What you said, Lansing, right now, this moment, I'm a Beinani.
Right.
Right this second.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Obey me for a second.
Yeah. From second to second. Second to second.
Yeah.
Can we be a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, thank you, Dalit, that the Beinani, even though he can't be a tzaddik, but nevertheless, if he tries, and he works very hard at despising evil. So even though Beinani can't, because he has a Yetzirah, Nefesh HaBamis, Hashem will give him the neshama of another tzaddik in a pregnancy state. And he could be, at least in a given way, a real tzaddik. He could despise evil. In other words, even though you know you can't,
you
have to try. And this Rebbe explains in a minor about the difference between the meraglim, the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent. See, without chassidus, the whole story doesn't make sense. These spies are good people, bad people. Or why Hashem says no, Moshe Rabbeinu says yes. It doesn't make sense. Hashem says, don't send. Well, you don't need to send. I'm not telling you to send. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I have to send. Okay? And there were good people, bad people, like, what's going on? And then Yeshua and the Haftarah of Shlach is Yeshua sends spies to Yericho. Two spies, okay, and they came back very successful. Caliph and Pinchas, he sent two spies and they came back very successful. What's the story over here? Again, it's not a storybook. So the Rebbe explains, the seven nations of Canaan represent the seven midas of the Nefesh HaBamis. Seven evil attributes, right, of the Nefesh HaBamis. Hashem said, I cannot command you to send spies to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because to conquer that, you have to be a tzaddik. Okay? And that Hashem said, I can't command you to do it, because if I command you to do it, that means you could do it, but you can't do it. So therefore, I can't command you to do it. Yerichai, on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the two spies. Yerichai is, Chassidus explains, reach, smell, which is the level of garments of Machshava Dibur Amaisa. In other words, the spies Moshe Rabbeinu sent were supposed to conquer the seven midas, make transforming, killing the Yetzer Hara, transforming it to good. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't command you to do that because it's not in the ability of a Jew. Hashem does not command us to be a tzaddik, to kill the Yetzer Hara. There's no such halach in Torah. Hashem says you have to keep Torah mitzvahs, a beinoni. That every Jew could be a beinoni at all times. And therefore I could command you to be a beinoni. But a tzaddik I can't command you to do. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu send the spies? So the Rebbe said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu send the spies? So the Rebbe says, because even though you can't, you gotta try. Even though you can't, you should try anyway. In other words, go shoot for the stars, so to speak. Do something you can't do. Why? Because if Hashem sees you're really trying, Hashem will give you additional strength from another tzaddik's neshama, stick it inside you, that you could not become a tzaddik. So even though we can't, and we know we can't, we still have to try to do it.
So Moshe knew they are not going to
Moshe Rabbeinu knew. Because it's not a possibility. When Yeshua sent the spies to Yerichai to deal with the level of thought, speech, and action, that they could do, and they came back successful.
As they say in Texas, it ain't working.
It ain't working.
So then now you understand why the book was there.
By what?
The book was God and the fire. It had to be exact. If there is no commandment, he cannot write about it either.
Because it's not something people could do.
So that's why.
And therefore it got burnt. Because it doesn't apply to the world. Yeah.
I see the benefit of the fighting and the sour food for Hashem.
Not sour, it's sharp.
Sharp.
The sour is not a good word, yeah.
What is the benefit of battling for ourselves?
It makes you better. Who's in control?
But we can't win.
But the battle itself is the enjoyment.
For the Hashem.
Yeah.
What is it for us?
Doing what Hashem wants. It's all about doing what Hashem wants. If we do what we want, we wouldn't be doing all this.
What about the defeat?
Huh?
What about when you get
defeated? When you get defeated, instead of getting depressed, it makes you stronger. That's the whole Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. The Shad Tzadik falls down seven times and gets up. The purpose of defeat is to get up and get more courage and more victory power within you. To get it, do it better.
What's the show? Giving up is not a thing.
It's not an option.
It's not an option.
No, it's not. Because that's ultimate defeat.
Yes.
What are parents supposed to do? Educators supposed to do? If they're proper parents and proper educators, that even when a child sometimes fails, which happens in life, it's normal. Part of the life experience, and therefore, those parents that every time the kids get into trouble, they bail them out, it's very detrimental to the kid. The kid's going to grow up to be a failure in life. When the parents don't bail the kid out, but with love, they tell the kid, yes, you were defeated, now get stronger and win next time. It's a fundamental aspect in chinuch. Bailing kids out every time they do something bad is a terrible thing to do.
Suppose the main thing is to stay in the game.
Stay in the game.
To stay in the game.
In the hide-and-go-seek game.
Well, Hashem tells us that. He said if the Hashem was not helping the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara would win. So Hashem is bailing us out.
He's not bailing us out. Hashem is helping us in the battle. The parents should help the kid also in not being defeated. But not to say, no, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's not exactly what he wants. I was in somebody's house once, I mentioned this many times. There was a 2-year-old kid in the house. Okay, this is a long, long time ago. The guy's married with kids already and everything. There was an expensive toy that the parents bought the kid. Okay?
2 years old.
The kid was 2 years old. It's an expensive one. In front of my eyes, the kid went and just took his foot and smashed it. Broke it. The kid broke it. He started crying. Yeah? So the parent says to the kid, don't worry, we'll buy you a new one. I looked at him and said, is he retarded? Are you crazy? What did you just do? I think you're not normal. The kid deliberately breaks the... Where's responsibility? You don't do that. You broke the toy, you don't have it. That's it. Next time the kid will learn. You don't break things. But why should the kid break things again? Because he'll get it again. So in the whole life, and then when the parents are not there to buy him the toys, to bail him out, so to speak, he'll be a failure.
What time is Mincha today?
7:20. First minyan, 5 to 5.
7:02.